some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Welcome back to Rated G Radio. It is Wednesday, the third Wednesday of the month, and you know what that means. Rebecca Fisk, intuitive psychic, is in the house. Rebecca is going to be joining us in just a moment to take your calls. This is a 60-minute, one-hour broadcast. The show, if you're looking at it live on Blog Talk, says 2 hours. I schedule it for 2 hours just so in case we go over by a second, it doesn't cut the show off. So, everybody who's in line, and I've pre-screened your calls, we're going to get to your calls tonight. If you haven't been pre-screened yet, I'm going to do my best to get as many of you on as we possibly can. Rebecca, of course, is one of our most popular guests when she's on, and we usually get over 100 callers who are trying to call in and have a question asked. So, a little bit of housekeeping before we bring Rebecca on. When you come on the line, if I've already pre-screened you, I've already asked you for your name and the topic. I don't want to know your question because that's between you and Rebecca, but you'll be able to ask one question. Rebecca's going to answer that for you, and then we're going to move on to that next caller so we can get to as many of you as we possibly can. If, by chance, you want to have a second or third or 50 more questions, you can book a private session with Rebecca. I've included a link to Rebecca's website, also her Facebook fan page, and a third link to her book, The List, which is on Amazon.com. But if you'd like to schedule a private reading with Rebecca after the show tonight, you can simply click and fill out your information on her website, and she'll get back to you and get that scheduled. So without further ado, now where did I put her? Here we go. Rebecca, welcome back to Rated G Radio for the month of August. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you so much, Garrett, and thanks for having me back. You know, this is one of my most favorite things to do. So,
what's one of my most favorite things to do? Just to get you back.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm always excited to be here, and it's wonderful to work with you. So, thank you so much.
Well, and I'll tell you, you know, we have a lot of people that are new callers tonight, so that's always exciting. But for people who are, I would call them the regulars, I just continue to get great feedback for what you do and validation of the readings that you're giving. So it's always, it's fun for me to hear that, but it's, of course, more fun for you to hear that because you're the one that's actually doing the work. But, you know, you build up a loyal following here, so I know everybody's excited about having you answer their questions tonight. Before we get started, do you want to do any meditation, give some words of wisdom, anything like that?
You know what, why not? With the invitation, I'll take it. Well, first of all, I want to acknowledge, you know, thank you for the validation. Many of you could probably imagine that unless somebody takes time out to either call me or send me an email or send me a text message or leave a message with somebody in my group, I don't know how things are going for you, and unless you take that time to let me know that I've done a good job, I don't know that. So I really appreciate it when people get back to me and say, hey, remember when you told me that that happened? I want to know that I'm doing a good job, and my intention is always to do my very best and to keep improving and hopefully continuing to do a good job for all of you who are willing to trust me with your questions. So thank you so much for that. As far as some words of wisdom, you know, I just want to acknowledge there's been a lot of very scattered kind of chaotic energy the last few days. And honestly, I have not checked in with any of my partners on the Wisdom and Intuition Network to say, hey, what's happening astrologically? But I can't tell you how many people that I know who are like, wow, this is just crazy, or I keep dropping things, or, you know, all the stuff that I was supposed to do, none of it worked out. So if you, too, are experiencing something like that, know that you're not alone, first of all. And second of all, take a few moments and get grounded. Take a deep breath. Imagine that beautiful white light of Christ consciousness and protection coming down and showering you with this beautiful white light, forming a cocoon all the way around you. And that when you exhale, any negativity, any anxiety, any tension goes out the bottom of your feet and roots you into Mother Earth. So you're fed this beautiful, loving light from the heavens above, and you're rooted and planted into Mother Earth and grounded. And, you know, you can do this a couple of times. I have a meditation on the homepage of my website as well. It takes literally just a few seconds to get grounded and centered and back to yourself. And it's very, very helpful. So when you're feeling scattered, when you're feeling like your energy is kind of all over the place and you're feeling clutchy, take those few moments, take those deep breaths and get yourself centered and you'll feel better. And even if you notice that there's still kind of some chaotic energy around you, it's much easier to deal with when you are in that centered place than when you feel like you're being tossed about in the energy of those waves of chaos. So those are my words of wisdom for right now. And also know that whatever that energy is, this too shall pass, and that all is well.
There we go. Well, I love it. Let's jump in to the pond here tonight. We're going to start the night off with Sharon calling about work, followed up with Mike calling about work. So we're going to start off the evening with work-related calls. Sharon, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. Greetings.
Hi, Sharon. Hi, how's it going? Okay.
I'm doing well, thank you.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. Okay, so I'm just going to check right in here and see what's going on. So I feel like you're getting a groove with your work situation right now. I feel like there's still a little bit of trepidation. So I want to say you are working right now, and that this is, it feels like you've been there for a little while, but not real long, and that you're still not quite sure this is the long-term good fit, but for right now it's okay. And as you're starting to get acclimated, your confidence level is going to get higher and higher and higher. I'm not sure if you're going to stay with this thing for long term. It feels good for right now, but you'll have to get yourself more settled in to see if this is going to turn into what you'd like it to be. There are challenges now because of the newness, but my impression is that it's going to have to really be something that's stimulating for you to want to stay there long term. I do see this as a possible, I see possibilities for you to be moving into like a management type position and taking on a lot more responsibility. And that feels like a very good move for you. But in the meantime, for right now, it's like, you know what, you can relax a little bit. There's this tendency for you to want to do everything perfectly. And the reality is when you're doing something new, there's a learning curve, and it's okay to allow that process. So, you know, I just want to say relax a little bit into this.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's so funny, Rebecca, it's so funny, though, but I haven't been officially offered it yet.
Oh, well, it's
today
coming.
Was my. That's what I thought. Yeah, and you're
it's
so
all there.
Right.
It's as if you... You're there already. I mean, it's like energetically you're working there already.
It's so funny. Today was the last interview, and he said they're going to make their decision next week, but that's so funny that it is a great job. You're absolutely right, and it can lead to management going down the future, and it's a lot of responsibility. You're absolutely right. So you do feel I'm going to get this, don't you?
I feel like you're there already. It's like the universe has already decided you're already there. So it's already done.
I feel
I'm getting lots
I have
of
never,
chills as I say this to you too. By the way, that
but there's
a
never been a job. I have no doubt. It's so weird that this is the first time. It just feels like it's perfect for me. I don't know why I say that, but everybody has their doubts. So you're saying that you don't know. I'm going to be kind of unsure. Is that what you mean?
I'm just getting that as you're learning this decision. You know, because you're a perfectionist. I mean, I want to. You know, God bless you for having such a high work ethic and such a demand. A demand of perfection in yourself. It's a beautiful thing, but it's also a hindrance. And so what I want to say is, yes, expect excellence from yourself, but allow you yourself also the opportunity to make mistakes. There's a learning curve when you're learning something new, and you are going to get fit right in with this because, you know, there's nothing here that you're learning that's brand new to you. There's
if you're
a couple
right.
of system-type things, maybe some technical things that you may have to get a little more acclimated with. But as far as the actual job duties. It's like you already know how to do this stuff. And my impression is that you're more
right.
knowledgeable. You're more knowledgeable than the person who just left the position. So
you're right about that too. But I have to get two more licenses. I know. And I have to study, and I'm going to have to discipline. I know you're right. The two more that makes me get comped. It's going to give me more money. But go on. Sorry.
You're going to do all of this. So I'm not worried about any of this.
I know.
So it's like you're already there. The energy of the universe is that you're already working there, and it's already fine. You're already getting acclimated. So it's they might make their decision next week. You may hear before that.
It wouldn't
surprise me at all if you hear either by Friday or by the beginning of next week. So it's you know, they already know that you're the right fit for this position. So, but they still have to go through the channels and do this the way that the protocol mandates.
I know.
Do it. So,
thank you.
This is good. I have to ask you: is there a T name involved with this? Somebody with a T name. T.
Let's see. I got food with a D and a M.
Okay, I'd be curious to find out their last. I don't know why, but I keep getting a T name is somehow involved with this decision, and I want to say that this.
Well,
person wants
you're
to get
right. You're right.
Okay.
It's the recruiter.
Okay. So,
it's the woman.
This person is really like, she knows that you're like the best candidate for this job. And she's gonna really, you know, if they come back to her and ask for anything, she is quite an advocate for you because of the skills you have, and that she knows you're a special candidate. So just so you know that you have more energy on your side with this than you know.
Plus her best friend, when she interviewed me, and I'll let you go, thank you. Her best friend, when she interviewed me over the phone 2 weeks ago, went through the same thing as I did. So she knows what it's like not to lose their job. That's what I'm saying. And she goes, I understand. I'm a recruiter. She coached me on the question. She was so nice. Just to let you know
perfect.
That.
Okay.
We just clicked.
No, that's great.
That's all.
That's good.
Thank you,
no,
Garrett.
That's good.
Thank you.
Right on, Sharon.
Both of you. I know.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you.
Yeah, keep us posted. Let us know how things are going, okay?
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, my dear. Have a good night.
All the best. All the best to you.
Yeah, Sharon really does have to get this job, and it's going to be the most amazing job ever. And then she's going to be calling in with questions about her love life. Yeah, well, then we can move on to a new topic for her. But our next caller is going to be Mike, and Mike is calling about career. Mike, you are live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, you're welcome. How's it going?
It's going well. It's a wonderful cool 102 in Scottsdale tonight.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you. I'm just going to make this really brief, but I was driving home on the 5 in California the other day, and they had road construction. And it was 106 outside, but because of the brand new black asphalt and the vapors from the cars and all the stuff bouncing off the blacktop, my thermostat on my car is registering 130.
Yep.
Shout out Matt for two hours. I'm like, for those of you who live in those warmer places, God bless you. My hat's off to you. And I just always am wishing for air conditioning for you. So, okay. So let's take a look here and see what's happening. So, Mike, you're in the middle of, I want to say that there are three things that are around you right now. So it's, you know, I almost feel like on one hand, it feels like you're juggling these things. And on the other hand, it feels like you're trying to decide which one you really want to go with. And it's, you know, part of this is looking at what's going to give me some stability moving forward. So you're kind of holding on to that. But it's less, I feel like this is less finances for you. This is less financial it's security, but it's less money. I do feel like one of the opportunities is, it's more risky, but it feels like it's more like investment type stuff, and that it's going to take much longer to get your return on your money. And then the third one is just something that you love to do. And so my impression is that you're really trying to figure out, how do I move forward now? Okay? So let's see here. Okay, and I know you're trying to juggle all three of them, and God bless you for that. So let's see here. I mean, I want to say, of course, go for your passion, because ultimately that's going to come around, and it's going to give you not only the financial abundance that you want in your life, but it's going to give you the joy abundance. And people forget that to have joy in your life, to feel like you are living your passion and you have this energy of, I can't wait to get up in the morning and go do what I love, that there's so much more value in that than even in money, even though I know we have to keep a roof over our heads and we have to keep food on the table. So, of course, I want to say go for that no matter what. The investment stuff seems fun, and I think it's going to be lucrative, but I want to say it's okay for you to hold off on that. I feel like that's got about a 2 or 3 year wait time. So if you want to put a little into that now and then wait, that's okay, or you could just hold off. Because I feel like when that's really supposed to come around for you, it's in the future. It's not right this minute. If you need that first thing that keep you going, and you want to keep more than one thing going at a time right now, I would suggest that that's the right thing for you. Even though it almost feels like it's boring and it's not your favorite thing, but it's something that's bringing the money and that's giving you some stability each month. So, you know, I feel like you're going to be doing all three of these things, but this stability thing, by the time you're ready to really leap off and you're living your passion, that stability thing that you're going to be relying on right now is going to go away, and this investment stuff later is going to come around, and that's going to be very helpful. So, you know, God bless you for being willing to be in the middle of all of this, because transition stuff can be really difficult and uncomfortable, and I feel like you're really embracing it. I almost feel like you're saying, it's okay, bring it on. But it's limiting how much energy you're expending into all three of these things is better for you. Okay, so by all means, I want to say again, go after your passion. It's important. You are, I just see that this is something you're really, really excited about, and I would love to see that come to fruition for you. So go ahead and invest your time in that.
Awesome. Yeah, the banking, the investment thing. Yeah, there's a friend of mine's husband is working for a family in the. They're moving to the Middle East next month, and they own banks. So there's a possible introduction of kind of seeing if there's synergies with that, to kind of seeing right now I'm just waiting tables. So the whole whatever, not very great security, you know, not a whole lot of money, but it takes care of the day-to-day stuff. And then
exactly.
I'm starting to work with somebody to kind of take my own gifts to the next level. And
yes.
Like in regards to the passion, that's probably where that's headed.
Yeah, and so I want to go back to your friend and the Middle East and the banking stuff. That's going to come back to you, but I absolutely hear 2018. So really that's more
okay.
Like 2.5 years from now. So it gives you the time that you need to follow your passion.
Okay.
So just be patient because the thing is that there are a lot of variables in place because there are other people involved in that whole thing. And
mm-hmm.
So if they get themselves, so right now the track, the energy around them and the track that they're on and how it influences you is a 2.5 to 3 year track. If they can get their act together more quickly, that means that there's a possibility for you to get on board sooner. But in the meantime, take the time to work on learning what you need to learn for your passion and really pursue that. The waiting tables is going to keep paying the bills, just like you said. But all of this is going to come to fruition for you. So, you know, really, in the grand scheme of things, the year 2018 to 2020 is going to be the start of some really big stuff for you. And by 2020, things are going to be in a completely different place for you. And my impression is that you're going to be where you have wanted to be for a long time. It's like finally, you're going to finally be where you want to be. And it's exciting. I'm excited for you. So it seems like a long time, but this is not a long time. You know, that's 4.5 years from now, not even.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah. No, I hear you. It's just plug away and keep after it.
There we go.
Yeah, well, and the thing is that, yeah, just one more comment, and that is follow your passion because every little bit that you do that is aligned with what brings your heart joy, that keeps you energized and feeling abundant no matter what's happening financially. And it's really important for you to nurture that a little bit every single day. Okay, you've spent enough time already in your life doing the humdrum stuff that really didn't feed your soul. You have found what it is, so really nurture that. Allow that to be the food for your soul. Okay, and
awesome.
Anyway, I thank you so much for the call. And, yeah, keep us posted, okay?
I certainly will. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
you're
Mike.
You're so welcome. All the best.
And our next caller is coming from Scott. Okay. Scott, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. Thank you, Garrett. I appreciate it.
Hi, Scott. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I recently quit my past job to be a caregiver, and that ended up finishing up a lot quicker than I thought. And so I'm kind of in a limbo spot now. I've been trying a couple of things, but just want to see what your feelings might be.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to say that I love that you wanted to go into this path of being a caregiver. You're somebody who has a really big heart, and I feel like you've always been a nurturing kind of person, but that in the past you've had to do things that really didn't allow you to be that person. You had to kind of just go with, here are the rules, here's, you know, I'm not supposed to have any emotion in what I'm doing. And so I feel like the caregiving is giving you an opportunity for balance in your life. And I want to say that I see a couple of more opportunities for you coming up in that field of work, providing care for others. But I actually see that this is a finite career for you, that I feel like it's either two, possibly three other opportunities for you to do caregiving. And then I see you taking the knowledge you have and the experience you've gained and turning this into something else. So I don't know if it's that you're going to actually start a call-out service for caregivers or if it's that you're going to write a book about protocols that need to be either instilled or, you know, what's working in the industry, what's not working in the industry, but there's something much bigger for you that will come as a result of you being a caregiver. Because, you know, you understand business, you have a knack for being able to detach from the emotional part of it to get the business part done. And because of those special skills that you have, there's a bigger picture here, and it's something that you'll bring to the industry that will help benefit people. So, again, I'm seeing that you may be writing a book. It may be that you're starting a business where you have a call-in service, like if a caregiver calls in sick somewhere and they need somebody to fill in. Something along those lines, but also something that talks about the protocol that needs to be adhered to make this industry better. So there's a bigger mission for you with this. And, I feel like I'm hearing the number five. I want to say this is 5 years out for you. And it's you're going to change the industry. There's going to be some big changes that are going to come because of what you're doing, because of the observations that you're making. And, you know, I just want to say I think it's wonderful. You may not have the vision yet, but the universe is saying it's there.
I appreciate it. I did get a lot of insight into it, and I'm doing some other things, but I was thinking about some things I want to do for a book, so that's very interesting.
Yeah. You have a really unique perspective because you've been in, you know, it's like it's like you've lived in the business or corporate world, and you're also living now in a completely different environment that really gets completely away from corporate and down to the very personal. And it gives you a very unique perspective, and it gives you have a voice where you're able to reach everyone. And there are very few people who can do that. So it's because of your unique perspective and your unique voice, but you also deliver information in a very loving way. Your energy reminds me of a minister or somebody who is able to give facts and also bring emotion in and touch people at a soul level and in their heart. Without effort. It's like it's effortless for you. So, I look forward to hearing about the book.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Rebecca. Thank you, Garrett.
Thanks, Scott. Have a good night.
Thank you for the call, Scott. Take care.
And we have an unusual amount of people requesting questions out of both Facebook and the Blog Talk chat room tonight. So we're going to swap over, Rebecca, to a couple of chat room questions, and then we'll get back to live calls. Our next question comes from Jacob, who is out of Bradenton, Florida, and he wants to know about his love life.
Okay, Jacob. All right, so let's see here. Well, okay, you know, so here's the thing. I get that there's been a little bit of complacency about it, but I also feel like you really would like to have a relationship now. I also feel like it hasn't been that long since you got out of a relationship. And, you know, it might even have been a couple of years ago at this point, which for me energetically doesn't feel long, but I feel like you're still wondering what happened with that relationship. So there are a few things that I want to say to you. First of all, give yourself permission to mourn that loss. It wasn't just the idea of it wasn't just the person, but it was also the idea of what your hopes and dreams were and wrapped up with that person. And I also feel like you felt that person really knew who you were. So this was a really devastating blow for you when that relationship ended. But I also know that you know it had to end. This was not, I feel like it was becoming a little toxic. I feel like it was getting to where you weren't feeling loved and supported and nurtured, and you really wanted it to go back to the way it had been earlier. So all of those things being acknowledged, one of the things I want to suggest to you, and I suggest this to lots of people for lots of different reasons, but I want to suggest that you write that person a letter. You're not sending it. This is just for you to acknowledge the unexpressed emotions, the anger, the sadness, the heartbreak, the disappointment that you're feeling about this. And so write that letter. Give yourself like 20 to 30 minutes of stream of consciousness, write, and just allow that process. Allow anything and everything that comes to your mind to be expressed through this pen to paper action, okay? And don't edit it at all. Anything that comes up, just write it all down. And when you feel a sense of relief, then take the letter, and if you have a fireplace, burn it. If you don't, take it outside and tear it up. And as you're burning it or tearing it up, the intention is that the energy be changed into light and love for the highest good of all. Okay, now it's very possible you'll have tears, it's possible you'll feel angry. Give yourself permission to get those emotions out, okay? So cry if you need to cry, hit pillows if you're angry. And you may also find that you need to write more than one letter. So, you know, maybe give yourself a few days of showing up for this process and allow it until you show up and you don't have anything to say. That's when you know you're clear on it, okay? So clear this old energy. Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing that comes up is write a list of what your perfect partner is like, okay? So, again, do stream of consciousness writing. Take a few minutes first. Allow yourself to dream about what is this perfect like or in this perfect relationship like? What kind of qualities does this person have? How's your compatibility? What are the things you like to do that this person likes to do as well? And then once you kind of feel like you're clear on it, start writing again. Again, it's stream of consciousness writing. Don't edit it. And then when you feel like you've been, you don't necessarily have anything left to write, go back and change anything that you've written as a negative to a positive. So if you say doesn't smoke, change it to this person's a non-smoker, okay? You want to have everything be positive but without a do or don't in front of the word. The universe just looks at the energy of the word. It doesn't look at whether or not do or does or doesn't is in front of it. Okay, so you want everything in a positive statement, okay? So go back and change everything to a positive statement. When you have everything listed that way, go back and read through your list. And it should feel like, wow, I can't wait to meet this person. If it doesn't feel that way, ask yourself what you need to add to it, okay? And I will say this, make it as detailed as possible, okay? And I'm speaking from experience, okay? I wrote a letter, oh my gosh, it's over 20 years ago. I wrote one, and I started dating a guy. 3 months after I started dating him, I found my list, and I went, oh my gosh, there's everything on my list. Now what do I do? Okay? So I later married this man, and he's a really, really good man. But I really had a very short list. I thought it was long because it was front and back on a legal side piece of paper. And as I got into the relationship, I discovered that there were many, many things that I had not addressed that became issues. We were just not compatible. And so now I always tell people, be very, very, very specific, okay? The more detailed, the better, okay? The other thing is, if you meet somebody and you know they're not what you want, you have to decide if you're willing to spend some time with this little detour or if you really want to be on the path to having that perfect person walk into your life. Okay, because if you're spending time and energy with somebody you know isn't the right person, you're delaying the opportunity to be with the right person, okay? And it's all choice, okay? The other thing that I'm getting is you may want to just date people a little bit for a little while you are getting over this previous relationship. So you can have your list of what that perfect person is like. But if you're thinking, I don't want anything serious right now, then go out and date and have a good time. And when you're ready, you can pull out that list again, and then you can start allowing that energy to come closer into your life, okay? So I thank you so much, Jacob, for the call today, or for the question. I wish you all the best. And I'm sending some love and light to you for healing from this previous relationship. And I just want you to know that, yes, you are going to find happiness. I'm hearing 2017 for you to be in a permanent relationship and a committed one. So it's coming. So just hang in there, and you're going to get through this, and it's going to be great. Thank you.
Right
so
on. Well, that's good news, and that'll be happening before he knows it. Our next call,
yes,
or our next chat question, then we're going to get back to a live call again, is coming from Mary, and Mary wants to know about housing and money. They're kind of interrelated for her.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mary, so much. Okay. So right now, you know, first of all, I get that money's a little bit tight right now. I do want to say that there's enough. You're okay. There's always enough. It's not necessarily a comfortable amount for you at the moment, but I do get that there's always enough coming in for you to be able to take care of your basic needs right now. I do see a move coming for you. I feel like where you are right now will be coming to an end, and that there will be something new for you. I feel like there's a reluctance to let go of where you are, but the reality is there's more of a burden attached to where this is than what you're going to be moving to, okay? So it feels almost like you're holding on to energy that doesn't serve you for your highest good, and you have to let it go, okay? Now, that can be in your own timing, but I will tell you that right now timing feels like February or March for you to be making this decision, and I feel like it will be a conscientious choice on your part to leave this place and to move into something that's better. It will be much better. It's like once you let go of this, I feel like you're stepping out of the dark and into the lightness. It's as if you're walking out of a room that's been dark and you're stepping out into the sunlight. So letting go of all of this, finishing processing everything that's been going on with the place where you've been and stepping away from that is going to be very good for you. It's good for your soul. It's good for your energy. And I feel like you're going to start coming alive again. Like there's been burden and heaviness associated with where you've been. And it's like you come back out and you start to come alive again. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if one of your friends even says, oh, my gosh, that's the Mary that I know. You've come back again, okay? So with that, in addition, finances will start to get better for you as well. So there is something energetically that's tying you to the heaviness of your current dwelling that's also somehow keeping the energy of money from flowing to you, and that as you step into this light, that there's much more abundance and flow around you. So it's like you're coming to this completion of this particular cycle in your life and letting go of the old once and for all so that you can step into the new and really embrace the kind of life that you've wanted to have. I do feel like the place that you're going to be going to, right now energetically, it almost feels like you have this big, old, heavy house that needs all this work and you can't do it, and it just feels like it's looming over your head. That's the energy of where you are, whereas it's like you're going into this smaller, maybe a two-bedroom place that's light and bright and airy, and it's just a much better fit for you, and it gives you the opportunity to live your life again. There isn't a burden with this. And so, again, I'm hearing February, March. March feels very significant with this, and everything will just start to flow again for you. So I wish you all the best. I'm sending you lots of love and lots of good feelings around all of this, and just be willing to let go and ask God to reveal all of this to you, because I feel like your faith is very strong. And you need to rely on that right now. You're going to get through this, and it's going to be much, much, much better. Okay, so lots of love and blessings to you, Mary. Thank you for the question.
There we go. And our next live call is coming from Tara, and Tara is asking about love tonight. Tara, thanks for waiting. You're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Ed. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Tara.
Okay, hi, Shannon.
So let's see. Okay. Well, okay, so I do feel like there's somebody around you. And what's that person's first name?
Can I give you their initials? It's
absolutely.
K-M.
Okay.
K-M.
So, okay, so my impression is that, I'm just going to call the person K, okay? So
okay.
My impression is that I feel like there's a lot of excitement for you with this relationship, but it's not really quite going as quickly as you'd like it to. So
yeah.
I just want to say, try to be patient with this. You know, K is somebody who takes time to settle into things. This is a person who doesn't go out and just on a whim buy a car. This is somebody who will go online and search all of the websites and go to the dealerships and test drive it 5 times before this person will go and purchase a car. So this is how this person goes everything. Okay?
Yeah.
So and you're like, look, I like the car. I found a good price. I want to buy it right now. Okay? And it's fine. The energies are actually complementary. So they'll work well together. It's just that when it comes to how fast is this relationship going, I want it to go faster. I want to be committed. I want to be moving forward. You'll have to be patient, okay, because it has to be the right timing for both of you. And so this is something for everybody to remember. Everybody who is either in a relationship or who wants to be in a relationship, if you're seeing somebody whose energy moves more slowly than yours does, remember that any decision that's made about getting closer in a relationship or making a commitment or anything like that requires that both people are equally ready. So if you're like Tara's energy and you're quick and you're like, I already know this is what I want, you have to be willing to wait for your partner to catch up with you. And it's not even necessarily that there's hesitation. Sometimes it's, okay, but I have to plan. You know, there are the planners. And then there are people who just, it takes them a while to really get settled with something. They have to think the idea is their own, and they have to really get acclimated to that idea. And so that's how Kay is. Kay is like, well, you know, this might be a good idea, but I need to think about it. And I want to do this the right way, and I want to do it in the way that I think it's going to be best. And you have to give this person that room. Okay? So allow yourself to be excited. I feel like this is there's a lot of compatibility here. I do have to say, though, that there's a little bit of a feeling of, let's see if I can give you a good analogy. I want to say a little bit of the tortoise and the hare, and you are the hare literally running circles around the tortoise. And it's okay.
Yes.
As long as you know that Kay is a tortoise, and you can accept that and you can respect it, okay? Because the moments when you're like, ugh, this is too slow, I can't wait, that's when you're going to get into trouble. So you need to find a diversion for yourself for those times when Kay can't make a decision as quickly as you can. You have to give yourself a diversion so that doesn't make you crazy waiting, okay? And I will tell you right now that that is the most dangerous potential sabotage for the relationship.
Okay.
You have to have patience, and you have to let Kay come to decisions in their own time. Does this make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. I don't want you to lose your enthusiasm. I love your enthusiasm and your giddiness about this. I think it's beautiful and it's absolutely wonderful. It's one of the reasons Kay likes you, is because you are so, you're childlike and you get this wonderful enthusiasm for life. And it's very attractive. It's very, very attractive to Kay. But at the same time, that's not the speed at which Kay moves through life. Okay, so it's almost like, okay, I want to know if you want to do this, and while you're thinking about it, I'm going to go shopping and do this and do this and do this, and I'll be back in about 3 hours, and so let me know when I come back, okay?
Okay.
And if you can have that in your mindset, that will help you, because if you can be doing other things to distract your own energy about wanting a decision right this second, if you can learn to be patient by doing other things, that will help you tremendously. But I do feel like this is a good relationship. I feel like the chemistry's there. It's not maybe quite, it's not necessarily 100% chemistry for you, but it's good enough for you. I feel like the compatibility is good. You have some similar interests. And as far as the communication, I feel like it's good. Again, it's that patience factor. So if it's Kay, it's a good communicator. Okay? So I feel like you're in good shape. Just be patient.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. I'm glad I called in.
Well, thank you,
Tara.
Thanks for the question. All the best.
I needed that. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Have a good night. And our next caller is coming from Annette. And Annette, you are now live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Annette. How can I help you tonight?
My question, thank you for taking my call. My question is in regards to work.
Okay. All right, and you're welcome. Absolutely, it's our pleasure. So, goodness gracious. Okay, so are you working right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so I want to just say to you, it's time to move on.
Yes.
This is not serving you anymore. And I mean, I know you're getting a check and there's a stability with that, but I feel like I feel like this is not feeding your soul anymore. It's almost as if it's going against your integrity is what it feels like. Like this is so against your heart and your soul that it's becoming really difficult to go to work.
Yes.
So what I want to say to you is, you know, put it out there, let your friends know you're looking for something else. Start looking. You have tremendous skills. You're really good at what you do.
Yes.
Very high integrity, very ethical. You work and give more than 100% all the time.
Yes.
And there are employers who are looking for somebody like you all the time.
Yes.
So I want to say start looking right now.
Okay.
I would love to see you, and you know, I would love to see you out of there by the end of the year, because just to be very candid with you, I'm concerned about whether or not you will. Are you already starting to get like colds and little things? Are you starting to get sick a little bit?
Yeah, my energy.
Because that's what I'm getting. Is it's like, oh, and I've got a cold. Oh, I've got the flu. I can't believe I'm getting the flu. I've hadn't had the flu in 10 years. It's little things like that are going to start showing up for you because your energy is already so drained here. And it's as if they're asking you to do things that are not ethical and they're not in integrity and you can't do it. You're not somebody who can be somebody you're not. You can't do it.
That's true.
Okay? So start looking, you know, yesterday.
Yeah.
And like I said, you know, employers are looking for people like you. You know, the job skills you have, the quality of the work that you do is impeccable. So start looking. If you need somebody to help you revamp your resume, go ahead and do that. But start looking right away. Okay?
Yeah.
That's
my plan. That was really my plan, is to, on my weekends and even on my lunch break, is to start putting the resume and the cover letters together. Because I just noticed that, you know, people are just, they're leaving. Some people are just not even given a notice. It's like, I'm gone.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is that it's because things have, I get the impression that there was some kind of significant change about 2 years ago. And that as things started, it was like at first it was kind of subtle that there wasn't really that big a deal. But then all of a sudden it's starting to snowball. And, you know, the burden that's being left on the people who are still there is tremendous.
Yeah.
And this is just not a good place for you to be at this point. So I'm hearing November.
Yay!
I'm hearing November for you. So get everything lined up. Start putting that out there to find something. Let your friends know. Let former workers know who have either gone on to other places or people that you used to work with at a previous job. Let them all know that you are looking for something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And my impression is that you may get something where you're helping somebody else, and that may only be a couple of years, but that will lead to something that's better, okay? So it's the right timing for you to move on, okay? I also feel like you may not have to work that. I almost feel like, okay, vacation time, sick time, whatever it is, I'm not sure how much you're actually going to have to work before you leave. Okay, that makes sense.
I'm sorry, what does that mean?
So my impression is that I don't know if you've got vacation time on the books or if you've got sick time on the books, but it feels like you may not have to work the entire time until you leave in November.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. So, but I'm hearing by November, it's almost like, okay, I'm done. Thanksgiving, I'm off. You know, that's the impression I have. Okay. So put it out there and start, and you know, what I was talking about earlier with the relationship, with writing that list, write a list of what your perfect day looks like. Where are you? What are you doing? What kind of work are you, or what kind of work are you doing? How much money are you making? What kind of people are you working with? Okay.
Yeah.
And then write that as your list, stream of consciousness, right? And, you know, I work with cooperative, supportive team players who are working toward a common goal. I am supported financially with abundance and blah, blah, blah. Everything's positive, okay? But really sit with getting that vision about what does my perfect day look like? Where am I? What am I doing? How much money am I making? And put that down. And then start looking and see what matches what you're looking for. And just put it out there. The other thing that I want to say to you is don't sell yourself short. I think that you're more qualified than you give yourself credit for, and you got to put yourself out there now. Now is the time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I feel like even though maybe energetically I'm exhausted, I'm tired. Yeah. Not only that, but the heat is also draining me.
Yeah.
At least my feet are not bothering me, and this is a good thing because I noticed that whenever I'm feeling, can I do this, can I make this, I start having problems with my feet. And it's been
okay.
a while that I can actually look at my feet and they're not hurting me.
Good.
I'm watching them like my feet aren't hurting me.
That's good. So that means that your body already knows you're going in the right direction.
Yeah, I think once I made the decision. You know, you're right. I think that once I made the decision that this is it.
Yeah.
That's when I feel like my body is like, okay, we can start to relax.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. The time is now. So please get back to me. Let me know how you're doing. Would you do that?
I will.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. Many blessings
you
to you.
You are so welcome. And to you as well. Thanks so much for calling in. Take good care.
Thanks, Annette, for your call. And we've got about 14 minutes left, so we're going to try to get to as many of you as we can. I have another chat room question from Blog Talk. This is from Ann Iva. I hope I'm saying your name correctly. She's asking about her love life.
Okay. All right, Ann Iva. Well, you know, so first of all, I want to say I know that you're picky, and I commend you for it. Okay, I know your friends give you a bad time about it, but I think it's really great. It's always better to be choosy. And to really take your time and spend time with people that are the kind of quality that you want to be with versus spending time with people that you know are not going to become a relationship for you. So that's the first thing. So I commend you on being choosy. Let's see here. So I do get that there's somebody around you that you've kind of been dancing with. I call it a dance. It's like you're flirting with each other. You maybe have dated, but it's like there's a little bit of a standoff going down right now. And it's like, well, you know, you're waiting for him to kind of decide that he's going to be more involved, more committed, and he's kind of waiting to see what it is you expect of him. So I do get that he's been flirty, but you have also, you guys are both flirts. And, you know, it's one of those things where I'm not sure how ready he is to be serious in a relationship. And I think you already know that. So you're kind of saying, hey, you know, this is fun and I love the flirty and all of that and we have a great time together, but are we going somewhere or not? And really, he's not ready to make that kind of a call in his life right now. I think that he likes you, but my impression is he's not ready to be serious and I'm not sure he wants to be in a committed relationship, even though he doesn't want you to go anywhere. So you have to decide if you're willing to stay in the relationship as it is right now. I feel like you are keeping doors open for other possibilities. So I would say for right now, because his energy is also that way, I would say keep your options open for right now and see what happens. I feel like there are a few things that he's got to deal with in his personal life to become more ready to settle down and more available. And if you're willing to be patient, I do feel like he's a good person. I think the flirty thing kind of bothers you sometimes, but you're also just as flirty as he is. So, you know, so you can't call the kettle black, okay? But be patient. There's a lot of potential with this person. And I want to say I'm getting a J name. Joshua, Justin, Jacob. I'm getting a J name with this. And so be patient unless you've already decided you want to move on. But I feel like there is potential for this long term, but I do feel like it may be at least a couple years out. And again, this is because of obligations that he's got, and also he's not ready to be serious right now. So enjoy it. Continue being choosy. I commend you for that. And just go out and have a good time for right now. Enjoy yourself. Okay?
Okay.
Your long-term relationship's coming. It is coming. So hang in there.
There we go. Hope that helps, Ann Iva. And our next caller is Valerie, and Valerie's calling about money. Valerie, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, doing great. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Good. Okay, so the very first thing that comes up is you know, I want to say you're good with your money, but I see that you have either two or three different accounts that you work with, and that it's kind of been like you have to transfer money from one account to another, and you're kind of getting tired of that. So what I want to say to you is try to relax about this. You're very good with money. It is going to come back to you. But try to relax about it right now and don't be so stressed about it. Remember that money is an energy. There's an ebb and a flow to it. We don't go rush to the beach to see if the tide came in. We know that the tide's going to come in and it's going to go out and it's going to come in and it's going to go out. It's just energy. And money is just energy. So it comes in and it goes out and it comes in and it goes out. And I have to say that my impression for you is that even if you got down to very little, I have to say that you're always going to have money coming back to you. You just have a very good relationship with it. So respect it. Allow that it goes into the flow of things. You pay your bills. You get money in for a paycheck. You pay your bills. You get money in for a paycheck. It's that kind of flow will continue happening. And my impression about you is that there will always be money coming back in for you. So try to let go of being nervous about this, you know, having to transfer these monies from these accounts. You're going to get it back, and you will be able to put it back, okay? And I also am getting that February is a pivotal month for you with putting money back. I feel like year after next, 2017, there's going to be a lot of money coming into that, into your account. So, you know, work with what you've got right now. You're always going to have enough. Even if you get to a lower amount than you're comfortable with, money is going to be coming back to you. And again, I feel like there's a lot of abundance coming for you. I feel like it's February of 2017. So, you know, again, keep respecting it the way that you respect it, but don't be afraid of it, okay? It's the fear that gets you into trouble. When we hold on to things, there can be no energy moving in or out. So you want to have an open hand with this so that it can come in and go out, okay? Does this all make sense to you?
It does.
Okay.
Yeah.
So relax. Just relax. Try to get comfortable with this and just relax. It's going to be okay. You're going to be okay.
Okay. I appreciate
okay.
that. I'm very stressed.
Okay.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Breathe. Breathe. Keep breathing.
Thank you, Valerie. And take a deep breath for all of us listening tonight.
Yes, please.
Okay. Our next call is Jay, and Jay's calling about spiritual loneliness tonight. Jay, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hey, thank you there, Garrett. Hey, Rebecca, how's it going?
Hi, Jay, I'm doing great. Okay, so spiritual loneliness, can you elaborate just a little bit for me?
Yeah, I just wonder, when you take this path, it seems like when you evolve to whatever vibration that your friends kind of go away quick, and I just feel like it's very spiritually lonely, and I just wondered when you get readings with spiritual people, if you do get any, like they say that too, because it's almost like you're trying to connect with somebody, but you can't connect because they're talking a different language, or something means something to you and it doesn't mean something to them. And I just wondered, I'm just right now I'm a little bit frustrated too.
Okay.
Finding like,
okay,
Yep,
I totally understand. So first of all, take a breath and let it go, okay? And this is a really excellent question. So for any of you who are on a spiritual journey right now, on a spiritual path, and you're starting to experience the loss of some of your long-term friendships, and maybe even your relationships with your family members are changing, it's because you're outgrowing them, okay? It speaks to your spiritual growth. It speaks to your commitment to yourself and to a greater good, to God, whatever it is you want to call that energy of the universe. But this is about you becoming more deeply connected to all that is. And that some of the things that have been in your life you have outgrown. So first of all, trust that there will be other like-minded people who will be showing up in your life, and it will be out of the blue. You will start meeting people and go, wow, I really resonate with this person, or they get me, or there's just something about that person I really like being around them. People are going to be feeling that way about you as well. And so right now, there is that process of letting go of the things that are no longer working, and those relationships will fall away. It is part of your spiritual and soul evolution. It's a beautiful and healthy part of it. And so allow yourself to acknowledge that loneliness and sit with it. You could journal about it. Really let yourself be in that space, but then also come to that place within yourself that knows that God is always with you. I had a little practice that I did for a while. when this was happening to me, and this is, oh my gosh, 20 some years ago now, a long time ago. But I felt also that I felt kind of lonely, like, oh, nobody understands. And I mean, I was starting to meet people. I had met one of my spiritual teachers, and I had one other person I could talk to, but certainly there was a lot of time where I felt like, well, what about me? What about the companionship that I'm seeking? And I ended up coming up with this almost like a meditation where I went deep within my own self, and I would literally imagine that I was taking a journey inside my body, you know, down my throat. This sounds kind of gross, but down inside my body into the deepest cavern within me, and in there, instead of finding my intestines or, you know, the physical part of myself, I found the emotional cave. And in my emotional cave, I would sit, and I would hear water dripping, and I could smell the mustiness of being in this cave. I could smell the water, and I could hear it, and I could feel almost this humid energy in there. And at first I thought, well, this is weird because it's dark in here. But then I came to feel this very warm, protected feeling. And for me, that was the place where God sits with me. In that place where I hear these water drips and I feel this musty, humid, warm air. And God dwells there with me in my darkness. And that's where I began seeking solace in that place within myself when I felt lonely. And when I allowed myself to be there and I allowed myself to know, really feel that God was sitting there with me, the loneliness went away. And so I would love to encourage you to find a space within yourself where you feel the presence of God, whatever that looks like, whatever that feels like, but so that you come to feel and know with all certainty of your being that you are not alone because God is with you there. The other thing is, as you let go of these relationships that no longer work and they fall away, remember to be open to the new opportunities that will present themselves. Because they will. And the quality of the relationships and the people who will start showing up for you will be beyond anything that you've imagined so far. And I'm speaking from experience. So I'm sending you lots of love and light in this difficult part of your journey, but surrender and embrace it. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. You know, it's that the hardest part of this for the seed is to break through that hard shell. And it is only when they break through that hard shell that they can start to reach for the sun. And that's what you're doing right now.
Okay. Jay, thank you for your call tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, Jared. Thank you for the beautiful message. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Lots of love and blessings.
And so we've got about a minute and a half left. I have more or less a yes or a no question that
okay.
We're going to ask for Lou, who is... sent in a question on Facebook probably about 90 minutes ago. Lou, and I'm sorry, we're finally getting to you now. Lou wants to know if her friend stole a diamond and sapphire bracelet bought in memory of her mother who just passed away, and she wants to know if you think that the friend took it.
Wow, okay, so... Okay, let me sit with this for 1 second here. You know, all I can tell you is I feel like there was a temptation, but I feel like you're going to find it. I feel like it's wrapped up in something and you're going to find it. So there was a temptation there. The energy around it is there, but I feel like you're going to find it. So I hope that helps.
Okay. And honestly, that's all the time we have for tonight. We've got 30 seconds left. A big thanks to everybody who has called in tonight. I'm sorry for everybody who has called in and we didn't get to you. Please click the link to go to Rebecca's website. You can book a private session with her over telephone, in person, or Skype. You can also become a fan of her Facebook fan page and also buy her book, The List, on Amazon tonight for a bargain of a price. Please go do that. We'll be live tomorrow night with Rob Watson. We're going to be doing our monthly episode of Super Gay Radio. We're going to be talking about all of his articles that he's written that have gone viral over Yahoo and Huffington Post and all of that good stuff in the past month. Rebecca, as always, it's a pleasure. We'll see you back here in September. And everybody else, please don't drive distracted. We'll see you live on Thursday.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.